Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Two grand prize homes to win. Visit homelottery.com.au.
Graham will run to 50 through the corridor, coast-to-coast footy, champagne footy at its best, the Tigers.
Please welcome from the Richmond Football Club, two-time premiership player.
Number 34, Jack Graham.
Jack Graham.
Fantastic lad from South Australia. Jack, well done, mate. Congratulations.
Howdy, boys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
How's the last few days been? Has it been pretty solid?
Yeah, no, it has been pretty solid. As you'd expect, after winning the grand final and having Dustin Martin in your team, he definitely likes to go hard.
So you've won two flags in your short career. You missed out in 2019 with a shoulder injury. Last year when you missed out, tell me what you were feeling and compare that to this year.
Yeah, no, last year was a bit of a unlucky story. Talking about 2017, you know, I came in at the right time, and unfortunately 2019 I went out at the wrong time. So yeah, it was hard to watch, when you know you should have been out there, but I was just wrapped for the boys.
Last year I think you dislocated your shoulder, or your shoulder popped out three times in one game. We've seen Gary Ablett do it in the final. Port Adelaide fans listening saw Todd Marshall injure his shoulder and then come back out and play a really important role. How painful is it when your shoulder pops out?
Yeah, no, it's not a good pain at all. It's not too bad once you're kind of, you know, running around, you know, a few painkillers take care of that. But then once you've got to, you know, actually use the muscle or reach out and, you know, try tackle, that's when, you're thinking, geez, what am I doing out here?
Now, the whole world is talking about Dusty Martin, and rightly so, but gee, you're best and fairest the other night. People are going to look back in years and think, gee, this short bloke must have been unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's had an unbelievable year and had some hardships at the start of the year, obviously losing his old man, but just the way how he's handled himself, up in a hub here, leaving his mum and his partner back in Melbourne, and for him to handle himself and play the year he's had is, I'm absolutely wrapped for him.
Tell us about what happened at halftime in the grand final. Geelong dominated the second quarter. They got up as far as 22 points up. Dusty kicked a late goal, got you back in it. Tell us what happened. Did the coach do something? It was a player? Did he, the captain, or who was it that got you on board to have a massive second half?
Oh, obviously at halftime we, Dimmer spoke to us and just addressed, you know, we're probably not playing our best footy and we've got to be a bit cleaner and take the contest and get it back on Richmond terms instead of Geelong terms. So we knew we were always a second half team. So I think Dimmer might have mentioned we'd been in this position before in the 2019 prelim. I think they were maybe 40 points up at halftime. So
really?
Wow. Yeah.
The margin was a bit smaller. So we definitely had belief in ourselves. And we just come straight at them and said, listen, we've been up here for 110 days. We might as well do it the right way and win it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tell us your best Dusty Martin story, if you don't mind. I mean, everyone's fascinated by him. But why is he so good? I mean, that last goal he kicked is the best goal of the year. It's better than Dacos's goal. All of his goals were, you know, two or three chance out of 10 and he kicked all four straight. Why is he as good as he is why is he a superstar?
Oh, well, to be honest, he actually practices a fair bit of those goals at training. So whenever, you know, you pull them off, you go, oh, yep, I've seen him do that before. So I remember seeing the one against the Bulldogs right on the boundary, that checky. And
yeah,
that's just famous Dustin. Before he walks off, he always does a few of those. And so it pays off, I guess.
Yeah. What about, what's he like just generally? Is he a quiet fella, or is he like he looks, or is he different?
He's a bit quiet. But if you get to know him, he's just always after a laugh and always wants to be around the boys having fun. So, he's a ripping bloke and he knows how to switch off and knows how to switch on. I don't think he's switched off these last 4 or 5 days.
Well, he deserves it. There's no worries about that. What about your connection to Adelaide? What's your go-to thing? When you come back to Adelaide, what's the first thing you love to do?
Obviously get back into Adelaide and I reckon it's go straight to the Tea Tree Gully pub or the Blue Gums pub.
Yeah.
I know the old man's always pretty happy for me to come back there and have a few beers, or just down to the shack at Port Vincent. I think he's got that lined up for me as well.
Beautiful.
Where'd you go to school, Jack?
Gleeson College. So yeah, out north in Golden Grove.
Okay. Yeah. You went to St. Peter's for a little while, but it wasn't for you, I've heard.
Yeah, I only managed maybe 3 or 4 days there.
That might be a record.
I might head out north. I reckon that suits me a bit better.
Yeah, I had to wear my socks up to my knees, and it wasn't for me.
Nah, none of that carry on. Yeah. Throw the tie in the bin, mate. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, Jack. Everything you've achieved, mate, and you've still got plenty to achieve yet. You played some great footy this year and over the last couple of years. And thanks so much for talking to us and keep enjoying the victory.
Nah, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Jack. Champion lad, and just plays his role for the Tigers in the best players again in the grand final, and just a ripping lad from South Australia.
Ruin Dits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery is giving away 2 grand prize homes. Visit homelottery.com.au.